Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Well, aloha, everyone. Hey, this is KP here for the first time in about a month. It's been a while since I've been on, but there have been a lot of things going on. And, of course, we all have things that are going on, I think, in many different arenas from time to time. And I know with one of the things that kind of came up for myself, and I know for several other people, is that a lot of folks have been very much involved with some physical items going on. There's a lot of these coming up, it seems like, in a lot of people. And, you know, I didn't really know what was going to happen. I know that there's a lot of things that are occurring in quite a few different people. And of course, some of you might know about my hand. You know, I had a sort of a hand issue that kind of started up as a result of a healing device that I tried to use, or I still was using on it, and I'm using it for some other things right now. I'm still not ready to unveil exactly what that is yet, but it actually, I feel there were some structural changes that happened in my thumb. That's my left thumb. And overall, I'm viewing this as kind of a positive, it is a constructive thing that's happening with my hand. And I used it for a little while, this tool, and then I realized it was just time to not use it. And the most relief I'm getting now is by going to the beach, actually, Hapuna Beach, going to the ocean. And for some reason, that's doing something. When I'm in the ocean and when I'm, of course, I'm swimming and I'm doing my thing, I'm going underwater and all this and all that. And it really, every time I do that, it seems like there's some type of a improved circulation and improved this and improve that. Okay, well, so that's enough about my situation. It is definitely improving, by the way, and it's like it's continually one step at a time getting better. One of the things that I did notice, though, was that the emotional things that came up, some of the things when I originally injured this left hand and the right hand, the thumb, the ligaments were really kind of messed up, you know, by over-twisting something. I should have had gloves on to get a better grip. But I went through the same kind of emotions that I was feeling then, you know, about just a total, oh, my God, what did I do? And, oh, my God, oh, my God. So I kind of feel like I had to release some of those emotional attachments that I might have been carrying around. So, but I have notice that there are people going on with all kinds of, there's a lot of things going on with a lot of different people. And it's kind of like, I know someone just mentioned to me today, something happened to him, kind of a vertigo situation. There were some other people that have been going through other physical things, whether it's for the nervous system, one of my close relatives had an incident a few weeks ago, and they had to go into the hospital for a short time, but they had to, it was like they just happened to go through a period of recovery and strengthening. I'm trying to kind of recall who else, but all I can say is it seems like everyone, almost everyone I know is going through some kind of a physical challenge right now. And this has to, it's not a particular number, an age number. It just seems to be going through a lot of people. There is some type of physical incident that's happening to them. And so, or there's some kind of a situation. And there's so many people that are going through things like this. So, of course, I'm gonna say that, you know, we remain realizing that this is part of this, you know, a lot of these may be ascension symptoms. And there was an article that I posted not too long ago that had to do with some of these symptoms. I'm trying to find it here. By Marie Southern from N5D, and symptoms of energy shifts. So some of you might want to take a look at that and really, you know, just realize that we are going through stuff. Even this hand deal, even though I had an issue a few years ago, it's almost like this had to come up now. And, you know, I did want to use this tool for healing. And I'm still using it and on other things. So hopefully in the next month or so, I'll feel comfortable in kind of sharing the results that I'm going through with that. And these are just, so a lot of these things that are happening, we're getting the, and I know someone today who mentioned their condition was saying that, well, they were for the first time now. And I had looked some of these things up just the day before. But they said that the way they were dealing with it was through using essential oils. And it was kind of like, I was just looking those things up on the internet the other day on Amazon. And I wanted to buy kind of a selection of essential oils. And you know, there's kind of a deal where we're all finding our, maybe finding new tools. You know, we're either using new tools. I almost call them ascension oils. Maybe that's what it is. You know, whether it is, you know, it's like, you know, go ahead and, you know, really, to me, it's whatever we're guided to use, whatever one is guided to use. And by the way, I'm very grateful for everyone who sent me healing energy or healing, just kind of support of the healing process for this thing. And you know, that's really, you know, it's what we're here for. We're really here to, you know, I feel in one way or another, assist each other without stepping into each other's energy spaces. It's up to each of us to call for the healing and to, you know, to really allow that to take place. So let me get back to the studio here. I have a little studio thing that shows up on Blog Talk Radio. I still love Blog Talk Radio. It's just very simple for the solo, these solo performances here, these solo shows. And the great thing is it's only audio, so I don't have to dress up or look nice or, you know, I don't put makeup on or anything like that. But I just kind of can sit back and relax and not have to be concerned about how I'm looking on camera. So in any event, I got some tea here in my Irish cup. Hold on a second. Ooh, that's anise tea with a little bit of cinnamon and a little bit of clove in it. So it really tastes good, especially late at night like this. So what else is going on? Let's see. Now, one thing that happened today was when I was very much, I usually feel it, that it's kind of being called. It's not like, oh, I got to go here, like in my case today, Hapuna Beach. Like, I got to go up because it's my regular day, or so-and-so and so-and-so, or my hand will feel better. I just really feel kind of pulled or called to go somewhere. And tonight definitely was Hapuna Beach. And, you know, a lot of times I go on these things, and I don't know what's going to come through. But it was very clear to me at one point that I was to make just a short video, kind of how what the messages were coming through. As I was driving up to, those of you who haven't watched the video, I'll try and link it there. You know, one of the things that happened was that I saw this. I saw these. When you go straight there, you can see the. At one point, you can see the Kohala Mountains, which is kind of the tip, the north tip of the island. And the other thing that you can see is you can see, today you can see Mauna Kea. Now the Kohala Mountains, when I was driving there, it was like this sort of blanket of mist, of cloud over the Kohala Mountains. And then over Mauna Kea was clear. You can see straight through to Mauna Kea. Very windy today as I was driving up there. And one of the things that was really pretty clear to me was that there was something that's kind of indicating that what's happening right now is that there is so much, you know, like these mountains of things that are going on are being sort of just veiled. They're not, everything is not visible right now, but there are definitely, the mountains are there. Now, one of the things that with Mauna Kea, there's parts of it, the message to me was that a lot of things are still being covered up, but a lot of things have been unveiled, like Mauna Kea. And Mauna Kea, besides being considered a very sacred Hawaiian location, it also is a very strong connection to the cosmos. I'm not talking about telescopes. Forget the telescopes. Doesn't matter what's up there. When you're up there and you have that clarity of vision up to the stars, it's like there's a clear connection to the cosmos. So it's very possible that that's part of the message that I was getting, was that this clarity of the connection to the cosmos, this clarity is coming through. I don't know if that's the whole message, but, you know, part of it was definitely that, you know, some things are, you know, some things are, you know, some things are veiled, some things are very clear. And to me, it could very well be, I'm trying to type some of this stuff out or remember it, the cosmic connection. And, you know, I'm a regular observer, watcher of cosmic disclosure. And, of course, we're keeping eyes on different things. I know a lot of things have been happening, you know, as far as disclosing the presence of, you know, ETs and all this and all that. But the disclosure picture is a much, much wider. To me, the whole disclosure picture is not only disclosing the presence of non-Earth entities in our system and on this planet. So, you know, it's much bigger than ETs, UFOs, stuff like that. but it's really about the total disclosure, which includes, at least for me it does, and it has been for the past couple, 3 years, I guess, this whole secret space program that's been going on, the whole fact that the idea that there are essentially planet-sized objects that are here right now to help us, and most recently, I will have to say, and this comes up right now because I had it on my mind to talk about it, was this the latest two episodes of Deep Space, and you know the Deep Space from Gaia TV, and that was just absolutely. I mean, I started watching season one had 10 episodes, and now season two, I presume, is going to have 10 episodes. So far, the latest episode was episode 6, and apparently comes on every Wednesday. That's the new ones every Wednesday. So this next Wednesday should be the newest one. And anyway, I just went through 1 through 6, and they play one after another, and I was just kind of sucked in there for like 3 hours watching each half-hour episode, and it was just absolutely amazing. And it was just like such a deal that all the disclosures, and a lot of it had to do with JFK, the original start of the NASA program, and how, you know, of course we had a lot of German people come over early on, and there's this whole so-called Nazi connection, and their space technology. It just keeps expanding and expanding, and that whole series, the first 4 episodes were like, wow, these are great. And then it got to episode 5 and episode 6, which I did mention in a blog post recently, a couple of mind-expanding Gaia Deep Space episodes, Rise of the Artificial Moon and Our Moon, Lunacy by Design. Now, Rise of the Artificial Moon is something that my mind has touched on or was touched from time to time, and I recall that, you know, when they... A lot of people talked about that. Probably Richard Hoagland. I don't know if Stephen Greer talked about it, but David Wilcock, I believe. But I remember people mentioning this thing about, well, when they sent one of the lunar module pieces back and let it crash onto the moon surface, it rang like a bell. It rang like a hollow sphere rather than just crashing in and having a local, you know, turbulence in the ground movement, and that's it. I just think it rings like a bell. And eventually what kind of came out from that, and there's other pieces that really indicate that the moon is a hollow sphere, and that it's actually the more you look into it, it actually could very well be an actual space machine, a shuttle, a sphere that was sent here to maybe assist the Earth. And also, one of the things that he mentioned was kind of take some of these beings, these things, off of the planet Earth, and when they decided to crash something in to destroy the dinosaurs, and then they kept the living creatures inside the moon, and then they somehow transported them back to the Earth when it was ready to go again. Well, anyway, that's a fascinating story. And so, you know, one statement says, our team of researchers examined evidence that suggests that our moon is a artificial origin, intentionally placed in exact orbit by advanced civilizations in ancient times. And so that was one part of it. Now, the really, for me, kind of the mind expanding, blowing part was in the second episode, where which is Our Moon, Lunacy by Design. And it's like the question is, obviously the end, kind of a conclusion is that it's very likely that the moon is an interstellar arc with a powerful computer in it, which has fallen to reptilian control and now is now used to subtly influence humanity. And of course, this is evidenced in the fact that during a full moon, when the moon is full and is on the opposite side of the Earth from the sun, it's almost like there's this portal opened up to where whatever is being sent out, if whatever would be sent out from the moon, would, I don't know, it would be amplified, and that we would pick up these things, these conflict energies, whatever was being sent out. And the implication is that these energies being sent from the moon are primarily kind of negative or controlling. And so that's why you see a full moon. That's why you see a lot of crazy things happening, and police tend to have more people on board during a full moon just in case, to deal with things that happen. So it all kind of fits together. And it's really part of the whole deal to me. That's part of the whole disclosure process. This whole thing is all part of it. So in the end, I do know that all of us have the choice whether we're to participate with those energies or not, and whether we're to accept them. We don't have to accept those messages from whatever, if it's being sent from the moon to us, we don't have to accept those. Just like we don't have to accept a lot of the, people might call craziness. We don't have to accept the ideas of craziness, of fighting, one side against another side. We don't have to accept these ideas, and we don't have to go along with it. And that's why a lot of us are here. We don't have to go along with this, basically it's, if you want to call it mental or emotional or spiritual, spiritual BS. And so, it's really one of those things that we have the freedom to not be a part of. And that's why it's like, well, you can say these things are going on. What does that mean? Does that mean I'm supposed to say, oh gosh, I'm trapped? It's like saying, which you hear just about every year and every month or so with somebody, that the whole economy system is going to collapse, and you better be ready, and you better have 2 months' supply of food and water and this and that, and get your bunkers ready and get your guns out and all this kind of crap. It's like, that's a bunch of bullshit, It's just programmed BS. And a lot of this completely ignores the understanding that we are part of a cosmic system. And this cosmic system is bringing us to an ascension point where, yes, we may have a type of solar flash, whatever that means, but we will be ready for it. And it's like, even if we're, it's like, the point is, it's about ascending within. And, inner ascension is really has nothing to do with outer, And, the whole thing is really, there's a lot of stuff going on. So it's kind of like, for me, it's very important to just stay centered and stay grounded, and to not be really not be swayed and mind controlled by anything. You know, so all this lunacy stuff is really, you know, that's fine, but we still have the freedom and we have the sovereignty, inner spiritual sovereignty, to rise above it. We can rise above any of that stuff. And so it's, you know, a lot of that stuff is really, really not, doesn't apply if we, you know, I'm hemming and hawing. I'm just saying it's a bunch of crap. A lot of it's a bunch of crap. You know, it's just kind of like we deal with it. It's something that's come into our, it's like, okay, knowing this, okay, so what's it going to do? Okay, one thing is that at least in my own case, I'm probably a lot more aware of, you know, the moon worshipers. You know, I used to, you know, full moon, oh, you know, full moon. You know, I know a lot of people talk about it. And, of course, there's a thing about the growing seasons and stuff like that. But I know a lot of people do full moon ceremonies and, you know, I'm not going to be doing any more lunar ceremonies, you know, anything to do with that. And I remember, you know, one of my Peruvian cosmic galactic contacts, would always say that, you know, and it's really a Peruvian, she's part of the Andromeda family, and it's like, you know, you don't, you know, that's, you know, it's more important to pay attention to the sun and not the moon. You know, the moon is like the lunar ceremonies, well, you know, this and that. And now it kind of all fits together. It's like, well, if you're worshiping the moon and you go out and you're worshiping a full moon, well, what the hell is that? If these things are true, and this is an AI computer, and it's like it's sending out these things which are intended to bring you under control. It's sort of like the Borg, you know. And what, you know, there's all these famous sayings from Star Trek, you know, about the Borg. Resistance is futile, you know. And it's like, if you're asleep and if you're mind control, if you allow yourself to be mind controlled by the mainstream media and other things like that, it's like, well, if you're just totally asleep, yes, of course, that can happen. The problem for them is that we are waking up. And the other problem, and I do want to point this out, is that the one thing that David Wilcock mentioned in that Deep Space episode 6 was that when the solar flash does occur, that essentially is going to, what the understanding is from his insiders, is it's going to wipe the hard drive of the moon. It's going to wipe that thing out. And I know that there's, you know, there's that kind of thing, and I know that there's other things that are being taken out. But the whole thing is it's not something to fear about the moon. To me, it's something just to be aware of and to understand that, hey, this explains a lot of stuff. You know, if it's a computer, an artificial intelligence that's basically trying to bring us under control, well, that would explain a lot of things. And so it's kind of like, you know, there's some things that we're here to do for ourselves. And there's some things that are being done on a much larger scale that we might not be here to be a part of that whole big thing. We're not responsible maybe for taking care of an entire planet. But we are responsible for taking care of our purpose, our mission here on this planet at this time. So, you know, it's really an amazing awakening time to be here. And I just keep, you know, all these things are happening now that people are waking up. You know, people are waking up, and it's like there's not only just, our perhaps our spiritual family crowd that we talk to quite a bit, but I know it's a lot of people who are just kind of, quote, ordinary people, but they're waking up. They're kind of waking up to, wow, this is that media really is kind of controlled, isn't it? I said, well, yeah. It says, like, well, you know, some of you might want to. I mean, I never used to watch or pay any attention whatsoever. I still don't. I don't pay much attention to any kind of mainstream media. I just see what's, I don't watch it. But I said, you know, if you really want to get probably a more reliable message, you might want to listen to Fox News. And I never was a Fox News kind of person, but it's, you know, that's what's happening now. It's a lot of the things, the channels that are, that perhaps used to be, you know, giving out BS news, now is perhaps purveying more. And I'm not saying Fox is the only one, but it's just that there's all this stuff going on. And, you know, people are waking up. And all sorts of people are waking up. And, you know, that's just part of the process. You know, it cannot be stopped. And it's not going to be stopped. So all these things that are happening, I know, you know, I'm not a fan of looking at political stuff. And just for the, to me, that's it's an intellectual argument that is so pointless. You know, you know, and I must say the political arguments, you know, are not for me. And I'm not going to sit there and try and argue who's this better and what's going on with that one and what's going on. To me, right now, in my consciousness, that's not my concern. I will have no concern about, oh, well, why did Senator so-and-so or why did Representative so-and-so say this and that and, oh, well, Trump did this, and oh, but did you know what his Department of Labor and Statistical thing, whatever thing department it is, did you hear what they said? I said, no, I don't pay any attention to that. The only thing I really pay attention to are really, as far as any political thing, I pay attention to Donald Trump's tweets, and I watch them. I just watch them. I don't judge them. I just watch them. I watch a few other people too. I watch Roy Potter on his tweet, Royston Potter, a couple others, but I don't follow too many people on Twitter. But there is a lot of information. I would rather get it directly from the source than from what somebody says about what they said. That's the great thing about now, you know, with the Twitter and everything else, you know, we can get it direct. And so, in any event, I mean, it's just such a wonderfully unveiling time. You know, the whole thing with this Q clearance, I call it the Q clearance sale items. You know, there's always something coming out, you know, oh, Q clearance has a sale now. And, it's kind of like another little item comes out, and I don't pay much attention to that either. But if somebody puts something out, and I kind of like, there's so much that comes out, but when somebody finds a piece and puts it out today, like this one that a couple people sent me, you know, Saudi Arabia controlled the U.S. puppets. And now the strings have been cut. Of course, that applies to that. And D's dropping all around over sexual misconduct. And, of course, that's pretty well known. I think a lot of people are seeing that. Guaranteed, it's more than just D's. There's going to be some R's showing up, too, and probably some I's, independents or whatever. But I don't know how far that goes. But the whole thing is it's all being unveiled. It's all coming out. And one piece at a time, one piece after another piece after another piece. And if you're aware of these things, to me, is if you're aware of these things, you start to realize the great clearance. I mean, Q clearance, that's a great name. The great clearance or clear out. It's kind of a clearing out sale. You know, it's a clear out. It's a clearing out. And when Donald Trump came in as president, definitely was the Trump card, a Trump card that no one expected, except the people probably who were, you know, for him for quite a while, but also people like me who would never vote any kind of Republican, anything like that. The only reason that a lot of people like me supported Donald Trump was that he's not part of the whole deal. He's not part, it's just that. And it's not about voting for one person or another person just based on, oh, they said this in, 1962, or, this or that or this or that. It's about this being a part of the entire process that's here to take out the old control system. And that's what it's all about. So that's what I paid attention to. And I know that, I've mentioned before that when I got the word from David and Corey that the alliance had basically teamed up with Donald Trump to take out the cabal. And that's the deal that I think really opened up a lot of things for a lot of us. So this thing right now that's going on, you cannot deny that a lot of these changes for the planet, which would be considered positive, a lot of these things are happening because this person is now in the presidential office. I don't think he wants to be there. I don't think it's his first choice, but it's something that clearly someone has to do it. And David's talked about this quite a bit too. You know, a lot of these people are perhaps what you'd consider maybe farther right, conservative, Christian people, but they are willing to do the job. And that's the deal. And as we each do our own particular job, whatever that is, whether it's energy work, spiritual healing, just healing of ourselves, being in joy, to me, that's a major way. That's a major way that we can be of service to humanity and to the planet at this time. So no one has to agree with anything I've said here, and I'm not trying to get people to agree with anything I say. I just come on, and I like doing these shows sort of free form, and just that's one reason I like this, just doing it this way and just allowing these things to flow. And, everyone can choose to make up their own mind. And it's really happening, though, in my view. It's really happening. Things are coming to pass. So check out the latest Q clearance if you want to. And in the meantime, we're going to check out a little more Brother Iz with the final part, A ala A. And thank you all for listening. Aloha.
We the warriors born to live what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. Ala ea, ea, ea. Ala ea, ea, ea. Ala ea, ea, ea.